Music and Meditation, Part 2. Levels of Consciousness. Next to the Word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. It controls our thoughts, minds, hearts, and spirits. Martin Luther. If music be the food of love, play on. William Shakespeare. Orpheus, the Sirens, the Magic Flute, the Pied Piper. Myth and folklore abound with tales of music mesmerizing and leading us to other realms. Some good, some not so. Music seemingly has the power of a drug or talisman. It charms our mind into quietude, rouses our will to action, calls forth our emotions, touches our heart, and might even reveal our soul. Yet, just as pure water can save our lives, while polluted water can kill us, not all music is suitable or conducive to meditation. Some music can take us directly to heaven, while other music might dump us in hell. Each realm of consciousness has its own music. Some types of music tend to draw our energy and consciousness downward, towards directionless excitement, aggression, or even hatred. Some music is bound to confuse and bewilder our minds, while other music may incline us towards regret or melancholy. These kinds of music will only disturb our meditation and poise, and should be avoided as one would shun polluted water. We can recognize the realm music comes from by its effect on us. Thus does music reveal its source. Music of and from the mind engages us in our own minds. Music of the vital excites our vitals. Music of the heart ushers us into our heart, and music of the soul thrillingly reveals our soul. Where do you want to be? Be wise. Seek and befriend that music which will carry you to where you want to find yourself and nowhere else.